President Trump's bad relationship with the media has a lot of people worried. But for all his fake news and enemies of the people outbursts, the press in the U.S. remains free. That's not a given around the world. In Poland, over the past year, the government has taken greater control over state media. The world's Nina Porzucki has the story of one Pole who's protesting this change.
A year ago, the Polish president, Andrzej Duda, signed a new media law. This law gave his treasury minister the power to hire and fire the heads of state radio and television, something that used to be handled by an independent committee. This change didn't sit well with Kamil Dąbrowa. He was program director for Polish Radio 1.
The new media law.
I meet Kamil, his wife, and singing daughter, in their kitchen in Warsaw.
The new media law, in my opinion, was bad for pluralism and freedom of speech generally in Poland.
Kamil refused to be silent. He gathered the heads of music and news programming at a station, and they responded the only way they knew how.
So we played Polish anthem, Mazurek Dąbrowskiego, and European Union anthem, Ode to Joy.
Starting January 1st, 2016, every hour on the hour, the Polish national anthem, then Ode to Joy, the EU anthem. Since the ruling Law and Justice Party is extremely critical of the European Union, he played the anthems again and again and again and again. And the reaction?
Big reaction in Poland, because when you play an anthem in Poland, this is a special situation. The people listeners asked us, what is happening? This war?
Even before this new media law was passed, Kamil said that his colleagues were feeling the creeping influence of the ruling Law and Justice Party over their coverage. Kamil slips into Polish here. After just a month or two under the new government, Kamil says, his radio hosts and producers suddenly started receiving phone calls from government officials. They would ask questions about content and make comments on what they were reporting about, trying to influence what went on air.
They were calling up, like, just directly calling and being like, you can't say that.
Yes.
For 8 days, Kamil blasted the airwaves in protest. Every hour on the hour, the Polish national anthem or Ode to Joy, until January 8th.
Last anthem was on the air on 4 p.m., I think.
Impossible, 3 p.m., because 3:15 you were
fired.
That other voice is Kamil's wife, Urszula Pruszak-Dąbrowa. While Kamil might not remember the exact time, he does remember what happened on January 8th. He says he was summoned to the office of the board of directors. The board president had just been appointed by the government. She asked Kamil one question.
Are you guilty of this special action? My response was, I was not guilty, because in my opinion, pluralism and freedom of speech in Polish media generally are zagrożone.
A threat.
Hearing Kamil say that the media are under threat didn't exactly please the president of the board. And she responded,
so thank you, I kick you off.
You're fired.
Yes. You're fired.
Fired with no severance. Kamil was out of work for a year. He and his wife laugh now, but losing his job was pretty rough for their family. They have 2 daughters, and now one more on the way. Urszula also worked in state radio for a music station, but
new president of the board said that Dąbrowa nie będzie pracować w radiu.
So Dąbrowa won't work anymore
won't
in radio.
Work anymore in the radio.
Did she lose her job?
Yes.
Both of you lost your
jobs.
A year has passed since Kamil's protest, and the ruling Law and Justice Party continues to restrict press freedoms. In December, they tried to limit journalist access in parliament. This resulted in a month-long sit-in by opposition MPs. Ultimately, the ruling party backed down.
Are you hopeful for the future? Are you hopeful that this will get
better? Sure, but I'm optimistic, so...
Because we have a third daughter.
On our way, right. So we have to be optimistic.
Kamil now works for a French-owned private radio station in Poland. The format is oldies, he tells me with a bit of a pained expression. He's optimistic that might change as well. For The World, Nina Porzucki, Warsaw.